More than a third of all Premier League and Football League clubs have agreed to be part of a programme to help tackle the UK's reoffending rate. The Twinning Project aims to pair clubs with their local prison to deliver coaching and refereeing courses. I'm delighted to be joined by the founder of this project, David Dean, also former Vice Chairman of Arsenal and the FA. Thank you for joining me, David.
My pleasure, James.
Absolute pleasure to have you on the programme today. Firstly, this is a fascinating project. Do tell me how the idea came about.
Yes, it was quite remarkable, actually, because it started about, well, soon after I left Arsenal, I got introduced to the speaking circuit through a gentleman called Robert Peston, who you may have heard of, who was at the time the BBC business correspondent. And he was starting up a charity called Speakers for Schools. And he asked me if I'd like to go to state schools and give motivational, inspirational talks, which I agreed to do. And at the time, he said, well, only expect three or four a year from you. I'm currently doing about four a week going around the country. And really from that, gave me, speaking in schools, gave me the idea, well, I had the idea, where else is there a captive audience? And the word captive stuck in my mind. I thought prisons. Well, after knocking on various doors, and you know what the civil service and everything else is like to get into a prison, believe it or not, it's not that easy to be able to go in there and give talks. Well, finally, I managed to get through, and I got my first prison, which was HMP Rochester, about 5 years ago. And from that, I've now done 107 prisons going around the country. And of course, with all my background in football with Arsenal, the FA, UEFA and FIFA, I realised that there was a great opportunity to go into prisons, and sport has to do more. That football is doing, apart from about three or four clubs, not doing enough in prisons for rehabilitation. And the big point that prisoners, the offenders, haven't got there is the one four-letter word of hope. And I came up with this idea of putting coaching courses into prisons, maybe refereeing courses, how to become perhaps a steward, catering courses, whatever it may be, something within the football family. And that's really how it all started. And the culmination was in October the 31st. We had a grand launch at Wembley where we had all of the football family. We got them all on side. That's the FA, the Premier League, the Football League, the PGMOL, that's the referees, the PFA, the LMA, the managers and coaches. We've got all the six members of the football family together to get behind it. And consequently, the next thing was to try and round up the clubs. And I'm delighted to say we had a target initially of only 20 clubs. And yesterday we managed to announce there were 32.
What an amazing origin story that is. And 32, absolutely, pushing halfway, really, aren't you? You know, just have to get to 72 to get the entire pyramid. And the difference between, you know, someone, you know, a team with the wealth as of Chelsea versus, you know, Charlton, for example, is very interesting. How do you deal with funding for clubs at different levels of the football pyramid?
Well, I'll come to that in a minute, but I'm going to give LBC a world exclusive now.
Okay.
Because I've just come back from HMP Highdown, which is in Sutton, together with the foundation, which is actually called the Palace for Life Foundation, Crystal Palace. And they've shaken hands on a two-year deal just now, Crystal Palace, with HMP Highdown. So, and we had the people from the Palace for Life Foundation, Sue Patterson-Smith and Mike Summers, together with the governor of HMP Highdown, Sally Hill, and their PEI, a guy called John O'Halloran, who's actually going to look after the course. They have just shaken hands today, making Crystal Palace the 33rd club. So that's an exclusive for you.
Oh, that's amazing. And I would give you a round of applause, but I don't have the technology to be able to do that. But I was going to say, because I do the sport on Saturday here on LBC London News, and all of the teams in London seem to have signed up, and I noticed Palace were missing. It's great to see them join the ranks as well.
Yes. Well, you know, now it's gathering momentum. The train has left the station and we're going to find more and more clubs now coming on board.
I'm sure you will. Which brings me back to my question in regards to funding. How, for example, does, you know, a team in League Two, you know, Lincoln or Oldham or Tranmere, how do they deal with funding in comparison to Premier League clubs?
Well, there's several ways. Firstly, the whole project will reside ultimately in the club's community programme. And I know when I was at Arsenal, we had a big community program going into schools, into hospitals, and more recently going into prisons. So it'll be the community arm which gets money, sometimes from the club themselves, sometimes from outside donations, sometimes from the league, sometimes in the Football League cases from the EFL, who do a wonderful job as well, as so do the Premier League, helping clubs in things like this. So that's one. And furthermore, we're going now on the back of this, we're going to have a charity which we're in the forms get being formed now, which will be able to attract, hopefully, outside donations to come in, which will help facilities in the prison and help those poorer clubs who actually cannot afford it, to help them provide courses. So I hope that answers your question.
It certainly does. And as you said, this launched on October the 31st last year. Where do you want to be October the 31st this year?
Well, I'm just hoping there'll be more and more clubs. And obviously the target will be to have perhaps another 20 clubs within the next 6 months. But importantly is to roll out the courses, which will start in the second quarter of this year. And ultimately to give the objective here is to give the offenders an opportunity to have a skill which they don't already have so that they can get employment. The shocking statistic is that 83% of offenders, when they come out, cannot get a job. And that causes all sorts of things to go back to. And that's why 63% within the first 12 months go back to prison. And it's costing you and me and everybody else's taxpayers. It costs £35,000 per year per person to keep an offender in prison. That has to be reduced now. And it can be, I believe, and in sport, and particularly football, has got a role to play.
Absolutely. And do just go into a little bit more detail about what exactly you'll be teaching the people in prison.
Well, it depends on every, it's not one hat cap fits all here. There'll be different courses. And I'll give an example, HMP Bournemouth, who are a shining light, they go into their local prison, Guy's Marsh, and they're providing two coaches twice a week into the prison. They have 16 offenders on these courses. They have 64 offenders during the course of the year. And I'm sure some of those will become professional coaches. Some may eventually become referees. Some may go into personal training. They will get jobs. I'm very hopeful of that. Because everybody, whenever I've met in all, I've been to 107 prisons now, and I must say my audience, everybody loves sport, and particularly they like football. And we've got to use that to get them on the right path.